No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine, how are you today?
Morena, Rachel. I'm just enjoying this lovely weather.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it? It's gorgeous. Yep. Every time the lightning crashes outside, Zoe and I squeal like children. It's very exciting in here.
Yeah, me too.
We've got some questions from the listeners that have come in this morning and over the last week about employment and union stuff. So let's get stuck in. We've got COVID to kick us off here. Someone says, hey, Justine, what's the deal with leave and COVID? I thought there was a government grant for businesses if you catch it. Does this mean I have to use my regular sick leave or not? Currently at home with the Rona and not sure my boss has it correct.
So, firstly, get better soon. Sorry to hear that. It's a bit silly. So here's the gist, right? If you are required to isolate because you are a close contact under the guidelines, there is a special leave that your employer is able to apply for that doesn't come out of your entitlement. So if you are a close contact, there's a special leave available. If you actually have the Rona and are sick and would otherwise not be at work because you are unwell, that is your sick leave entitlement.
Right.
It's a bit different to how it used to be. Things are changing quite rapidly and the guidelines are changing and the entitlements are changing, so I understand the confusion completely. I would say that the way that this is working is pretty unfair. I think that everyone should be getting special leave, but they've changed those. That's the current entitlement. So, if you're a close contact and you're required to self-isolate, that should not come out of any of your entitlements. But if you actually are sick, that is out of your sick leave, yeah.
Okay. Well, that you can probably let your flatmates or your housemates know then that they should be getting that entitlement if they haven't got it. But, yeah, that sucks. That seems a really dumb loophole there. Okay.
Especially because people are going to get COVID. I mean, people are going to get COVID, get their regular cold, all of it.
Exactly.
So I think we're going to get used up real quick. Yeah, totally.
And the flu's coming back this winter
as well. Of course.
So.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a fun year.
Oh, it's going to be a whole time. Cool. Well, thanks for clarifying. What else have we got here, Zoe?
This person says, my work, in brackets, retail, just hired a heap of new people because we're so understaffed with Omicron at the moment. A bunch of us have just got emailed to say our hours will be going down in the future to give new hires and old employees a fair share of shifts. Can they do this? We're all on casual contracts, but regularly work the same shifts.
Nah, fuck up. You can't. That's my professional answer. No, you can't do that. So this is the problem. Like, casual contracts are basically being abused. You know, like, people, like, they sign casual contracts, but you actually do have a regular pattern of work, which really should be in your contract.
Yeah.
According to employment law, if there's custom, we call it custom and precedent, and practice. So that basically means if you've been working a regular shift or had regular hours for, say, more than 6 months, they can't change that without your agreement. No, you can't, you know, like, I don't even know what that means, a fair share of shifts. That's like the worst, like, it's like a strange definition of communism. Like, what? What are you doing? No, so your hours can only be changed by your agreement, even if you're a casual, if you've been working that same shift pattern for more than 6 months, okay? So I think you guys really do need to push back. They shouldn't be, I mean, I don't really understand this. If they've got, you know, if they've got vacancies, that's the vacancies that they should be filling. You know, they shouldn't be taking away your hours or messing with your hours. That's not, this is silly. I think you guys do really need to just say no, we're not agreeing to that. And it sounds like they do need people, so I don't know, they should be trying to make it work with the old stuff rather than completely alienate you,
So if this is a unionised, I guess, workplace, talk to your union. If it's not, what should they be doing?
You know, this is the problem. So the young, I just want to like shout something out right now. The Young Workers Resource Centre is going to run a campaign on casualisation, which is going to try and improve the rights of casuals in the workplace, because this is exactly the kind of thing that happens all the time. So firstly, just like go give them a like and stay up to date with that. You know, they're looking for casual workers to tell their stories about how, you know, it gets taken advantage of. So, for anyone who is a casual who has experience, someone taking advantage of that, go check that out. It's the Young Workers Resource Centre. In terms of what you can do, I mean, like, technically, if you're in a unionised workplace, they should be able to help you, at least just to help you, like, raise this. I want you to feel confident to raise this. You have a right to raise this. You have a legal right. Your hours can't be changed without your agreement. If they do change it without your agreement, you potentially have a personal grievance, which means you've got an employment problem, and you could take that further legally. It's very difficult to do that without a union, like, support and resources, but that right remains. I would just raise it, like, for the old-timers who are having their hours changed, I would just raise it collectively and say, well, we're actually going to refuse refuse it collectively. This is just about organising. So, like, how do we resist things in the workplace that are unfair or, like, you know, like, illegal? You just have to, if it's not unionised, you form, like, an organic union, right? Like, we're going to work together.
Yeah.
So that's my advice. Sorry, it's not so clean cut.
That's the breaks at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully that's helpful for those people there. We've got someone who said, question for Justine. I just started a new corporate job and I want to get signed up to a union. As far as I know, my new workplace isn't unionised and I kind of want to get organised, but I'm also a bit nervous about sticking my hand up as the newbie. Have you got any tips or suggestions?
So firstly, if you do want to join a union, you're new and you're a bit worried about, sometimes it'll be through your salary. So you would there's an option to either pay via credit card or a direct salary deduction.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people might, will prefer just doing it through their credit card. So the dues, the union dues, so because you don't have to let your employer know if you join a union and you just pay your dues through your debit card, okay? So firstly, if you want to join a union, you don't want your employer to know, you don't want it as a salary deduction, that's definitely possible. So look into that. In terms of getting your workplace unionized, have a look in your contract if you've got a any kind of trial.
Oh, yep.
And I would wait for that to finish before you do stick your hand up, just to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, totally.
I think when you're in a new workplace, like, what you want to look out for is people that the workplace, we call them workplace leaders, okay? And they're the people that people go to. They're not managers. That's very important. They're not managers. And they're people that you go to when you've got a problem. They're people people trust. They're people people go to advice. That's the person that you want to convince that this place needs to be unionized, because they're the person that people follow, right? So if you're a newbie who's interested in unionizing, I just put my feelers out there for a bit while I'm new. Look for those leaders, those people that people trust, and kind of talk to them about it. Because if they are on board, a lot of people will be on board. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. What's the question? Just while we're in this, ballpark, if this person wanted to, like, start signing up to a union, paying their credit card way so that their employer doesn't know while they feel out what's happening, can you change your union? Is it quite easy to do that? What's the deal with that?
Very easy to change your union. So you just cancel your membership, and, you know, it's not none of it's a contract.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you can cancel your membership online. There are always phone numbers that you can call. It's real simple. Unions make it simple because
they're not there to take your money.
Exploit people. They're not there to exploit people. So,
cool.
Super easy to do that. And a lot of unions are moving towards, like, allowing people to join without having to go through a salary deduction, just because, it can be a difficult conversation. So, and once you've got, like, 10 or more people who are willing to join a union, that's when I would call the union and say, hey, we're, like, ready.
Yeah. Totally. Cool. Okay. We've just had one that's come through this morning. Do you want to give us a whirl on this one, Zoe?
Yeah. So this person says, question for Justine, please. I'm following Jorts the Cat on Twitter.
yes.
We love Jorts the Cat. If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, go look up Jorts the Cat on Twitter. He's great.
So this person is following Jorts the Cat and says that one of the things that he has been saying is that it's illegal for companies in the US to stop employees discussing their wages. Do we have anything like that here? Because I know a lot of places say that you can't during to individual employment contracts.
Okay, it's a good question. I actually saw that tweet from George. God bless him. So no one can stop you from discussing your pay. It is illegal. Pay transparency, you are allowed to discuss your pay with your coworkers. unless, and here's the unless. Now, employers can put it in your contract that you're not allowed to discuss your pay. That's something you should look out for when you are accepting a job. It is not a good sign if an employer puts that in your contract, because it actually, yeah, if they don't, so you, if you sign it, it's basically like you can sign away your rights, which sucks.
That does.
I'm just going to be clear. It sucks. So you have the right to discuss your pay unless you see that in your contract and you sign it. So what I would, I know that this is a difficult thing to say, but right now we are in a tight labor market, which means that you have a little bit more leverage as workers. And I would really encourage people at this specific moment in time where there's so many shortages and employers are desperate to actually push back against that, because it's bullshit. And it's the way that they keep wages low and they let inequities in the workplace just, you know, just go, like, you know, without any kind of transparency. The great thing, like, the thing that's really funny about it is in the unionized workplace, pay is so transparent. Everybody knows what every...
Yeah.
You know, like, we've got skips, everyone knows. And it's just unthinkable. And I, like, you know, like, it's kind of funny in a unionized workplace, like, you talk to someone in a non-unionized workplace and you ask them what they earn and some people get funny about it. It's like, not, it's like different worlds, right? And I think we really have to shift that, like, larger culture. It's like, yes, we need to talk about pay, 100%. So it's a tight labor market, so now's the time to push back against that if that's in your contract. It is a bit of a red flag for me if an employer puts that in your contract, just so you know.
Well, thank you very much for that one, Justine. That's some very sage advice, as per usual, for the people being like, what is Jorts? Honestly, just look it up. It's, you'll find the Reddit
thread.
He's
the leader of the new union movement.
He's the leader of the new union movement. Honestly, amazing, amazing icon.
I put him in the podcast.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Justine. Have a fantastic rest of your morning. Enjoy the storm. Stay dry.
Yep,
we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.